Rouge and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
500.
Oh, yeah, right.
We'll go 500.
Okay, cool.
This one, I think, though, deserves double points because this is the most embarrassing moment I've ever had in my entire life, and that is saying something coming from a girl who embarrasses herself on a daily basis.
Right.
So,
do we need to prepare ourselves?
Yeah, you do, because it's very cringeworthy, and I feel like everyone else is going to feel just as awkward listening as I am feeling telling.
Yeah.
Because it's that kind of story.
Okay.
So I'm normally very careful, right, when I take photos to make sure I'm aware of everything that's around and
what is in
the photo or video if it's going public.
Yeah, that's right. And if somebody's photobombing you at the back or whatever, you just make sure that,
And I don't want to be that person who puts up, you know, a T-shirt on eBay and there's a reflection of you naked in the, in the corner of the photo. Like, you know, those things happen online all the time. So I'm normally pretty conscious of it.
Okay, cool.
And the other night, my boyfriend and I were watching TV, but separately.
Yeah.
He wanted to watch My Kitchen Rules, and I wanted to watch Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
And so he was in the bedroom, and I was in the lounge room.
Yeah.
But we could see each other through the open door. So we're still watching TV together, but separately. We do a lot of this. And
astound me.
We have a very unique relationship.
Don't you?
But at one point, I looked up. Yep. From the TV, and I just saw him posing on the bed, you know, just being an idiot, lying down, like with one leg bent and a hand
classic
under his chin.
Centerfold.
Yeah, style, centerfold style. And I was like, how long have you been posing like that? He's like, oh my God, you have no idea, like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
My teeth are dry from smiling. Like, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
And I laughed so hard that I decided I needed to take a Snapchat.
Of course.
And so I took a video of him posing on the bed, and I was like, oh, this is what I see when I look up from the TV.
Yeah.
And I sent it out to all of my Snapchat people and I put it on my public Snapchat feed.
Yeah, right.
So anyone, anywhere could have a look at it.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it. And it was about an hour later, my boyfriend came out and he's like, hey, babe, did you put that photo up? I'm like, yeah, of course I did. He goes, well, did you see what was in the background? I was like, what was in the background?
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, what was in the background? Oh my God. It was the bedroom.
Yeah.
What was in the background?
Yeah.
And so he pulls it up and he shows me the photo. And it's, you know, it's a very small tube of lube in the background.
Yeah, okay.
Now this, like, you know, it's not a very obvious item, so people probably didn't see it. But I quickly got onto my Snapchat and deleted the photo. But I don't know how many people actually saw it or zoomed in or, you know, took a screenshot before I deleted it.
Yeah.
It could be on the internet forever now. I don't know.
Look at the positive sides. Hopefully, the fact that the boyfriend was posing in such a unique fashion.
People distracted from the background
image. They're just like, oh, God, I can't see anything else.
His pose blinded people to
anything
else.
Hopefully.
They saw it and just like, ugh, skip past that one.
Let's just move on straight away. That could be the only thing that saves you.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I've just told everyone now. In my travels over the holiday that I just took, I stayed at a couple of dog-friendly motels.
Mm.
And there was one in particular that I stayed at that was completely dog-friendly.
Sure.
And when I booked it, I assumed that all of the dog fees were included in the price because there were no extra charges that were listed when I booked. It said fees may be applicable, but that's a pretty blanket statement to cover any kind of extra fees that might be incurred.
Yeah.
And so I stayed there. It was actually quite pricey for what it was.
No, right.
And then we left. And the day after I left, I had a $25 charge on my credit card.
Mm.
And I was like, well, that's a bit weird. I wonder why.
Mm.
So I emailed the motel and I just said, hello, I stayed with you on Friday night and have noticed an extra charge. Can you please explain this charge? I was expecting a charge for a crunchy chocolate bar, but I'm assuming that doesn't cost $25.
Yeah, well, mine. Thanks. It's a hotel. But
that's it. And so I was just asking for clarification on the charge. I never heard back. So I gave the motel a call.
Mm.
The general manager answered the phone and he said, oh, that's because you had a dog. And I said, I wasn't aware of that charge.
Mm.
And he goes, well, it was in the terms and conditions. I'm like, well, it wasn't. It said fees may be applicable. It didn't say what fees were applicable and how much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I called to confirm the booking. No one told me. I didn't get told on check-in. I didn't get told on check-out. Like, maybe that's something you should be telling guests.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that'd be a bit patronising, assuming that a grown woman hasn't read her terms and conditions.
Wow.
And I was like, mate, it's not patronising. It's just your duty to tell your customers what they're paying for.
Yeah.
It got a bit heated. I wasn't rude, however, because I had my mum and my niece with me.
Yeah.
But I did get a little bit frustrated with his responses to me.
Well, you're not afraid to question people.
No. And all, if he had just said, sorry for the miscommunication, our bad, won't do it again, I would have been like, meh, fair call. But he got really fiery. He told me he didn't want to be patronising. He told me he didn't care if I made a bad review.
Yeah.
He didn't. He had no apologies.
Yeah.
And then he hung up on me.
Wow.
Literally hung up on me.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, I get an email in response to my original email that I had sent before the phone call. And this is what it said.
Oh, hi, Gabrielle. As we spoke about, it is pet-free, which is mentioned in the fine print section of the website on which you booked. You mentioned you spoke to staff about your pet being brought with you and asked if that was okay. Yes, it was fine. We assume you had thoroughly researched the option to make your booking online and agreed with all the terms and conditions there. You mentioned to me that I should have further explained the terms and conditions you had agreed to with the booking you made. I explained that I would consider that patronizing to assume a grown adult hadn't read the terms and conditions you had agreed to. I am sorry for your surprise and upset that we had expected you would have explored the terms by which you were making your booking, but I am sure that the review you will post will be 0 stars in lieu of expressing your own embarrassment and accepting the terms and conditions which you agreed to magnanimously with grace and composure.
This is the best bit.
Oh, wait. I just read everything I wrote. Actually, all that just means we did nothing wrong. You didn't research what your responsibilities were and then became emotional because reality didn't align with your perceptions. Have a nice day.
Wow.
I was outraged because there was a charge I wasn't aware of. I questioned what the charge was and then I got shot down because I hadn't researched it. I was like, mate, you never said there was a particular charge for this thing.
Yeah.
You never told me a monetary value for that charge. Which means you're actually illegal. You're legally not allowed to take that money from me because there's been no communication of it.
Of how much it would be.
So, and I hadn't signed anything to say that it was okay. So I was like, mate, this is ridiculous. And everyone I've shown this email to has been outraged.
Yeah.
And then I went online and I found other reviews of the same motel and other sassy responses from the same general manager. So what I want to do right now, I want you to call on 13 12 16 with any complaint you have, no naming of venues or places or anything like that, but a complaint you've had in the past.
Yep.
And I'm going to play you one of his sassy responses to try to, you know, smooth over your complaint and see how we go. So 13 12 16, call us with your complaint.
All right, we got Jess on the line. Jess, what's your complaint?
One time when we stayed at this little motel up the coast, we're on a nice weekend away, and we went to check out and we checked the charges and there was an extra one for mini bar use. But the thing is, there was no mini bar in the motel at all. And we're like, what's going on here? And it actually listed like Kit Kat, wine, beer and everything. I'm like, we didn't take any of this. And even if we had a mini bar, we wouldn't have had it. But there was no mini bar to take from to start with.
Hilarious.
Mm.
Hilarious.
But kind of dodgy. Oh. So let's see what Mr. Manager Man has to say.
I just don't really know what to do with these vague, unsubstantiated, and frankly ludicrous claims.
Well, that's cleared that up.
Righto. Okay.
All right, moving on.
Okay, now we've got David. David, what's your complaint?
Stayed at this hotel and without warning, they shut off the hot water for a couple of hours right when we needed to get ready to go out. So that wasn't ideal.
Well, that's not fair.
That's pretty inconvenient, isn't it?
What does their manager say?
We offer free services and information, all for the asking. You haven't utilised any of it, but that's our fault? Of course it is. Oh, truly, you are the future of the world.
Sassy.
Wow.
I'd just like to reiterate that these are actual responses online to this motel.
Wow, this guy is amazing.
I know. All right, let's do one more.
We got Penny on the line. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, sounding a little upset. What's your complaint?
So I went to the grocery store and the little checkout chick was too busy flirting with her buddy behind the counter and talking about what they're going to do after work and wouldn't serve me.
All right. That happens
is a
lot.
Annoying.
That does happen a lot. Okay, what's the manager's response?
Oh, and you labelled the mess that you created a fiasco and then decided to tell the whole world what a jerk you were by waking me up. And you want me to apologise to you? It hurts to think of the crazy moon logic by which you must exist.
Crazy moon logic.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope that's cleared that up for you.
I can't believe this guy.
I know, right? But all problems solved today. Thank you to Mr. Manager of said hotel.
Well done. Gab, I made a rookie parenting error yesterday. I do it all the time.
Yep.
Parenting to me is just a learning experience.
20 years' time, you'll have it down pat.
Yes, just in time for hopefully the kids to be out of the house and me to move on with my life. But yesterday, look, I don't want you to take that the wrong way. The next step in my life where the kids are away
and you get to
just
travel
like you can.
And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway. This is the latest error I made, rookie error when it comes to parenting. I picked up my son, Sam, from school. He's in year one. Mm-hmm. Picked him up from school 3 o'clock yesterday. And then I thought, well, before I go and pick up my other child, Adam, from daycare, I'll just quickly go and get some petrol for my car.
Yeah. Right?
So I went to the petrol station, started filling up the car. And as I was filling up the car, Sammy sort of leant his head out the window and said, Dad, can I come in with you and pay for the fuel? I'm like, yeah, no worries. So,
you're not meant to leave the kids in the car anyway.
Yeah, of course. That is fine. That's the other reason why I...
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. So, I'm like, okay, that's a rookie error number two when it comes to parenting. Let's move on. So, I got Sammy out of the car after I'd filled up the car and we went inside and he went, can I get something while I'm here? I'm like, yeah, sure, mate.
That's why he wanted to go inside.
Exactly. So he started looking around at all the snacks, you know, the chocolate bars and all that kind of stuff. And then he grabbed one. And not a chocolate bar, but something different. And I'm like, he said, Dad, can I have this? I'm like, yeah. And get one for your brother as well. That's great. What was that I...
Oh, no.
Yeah, a whistle pop.
Why would you do that?
I'm thinking that's
what
fun.
Is wrong
a whistle
with
pop.
You?
Yeah, get a couple of those. That's awesome. So from by the time we got home, 3:30 until the guys so the boys gave up on it at about 7:30 last night to go to bed. All I heard was this. Whistle pops. What an abomination.
That's like buying your kid a recorder.
Yeah.
You should know better.
It's a lollipop that has a whistle as part of it, but if you eat the lollipop, you don't have the whistly part. I was just telling the kids to eat the freaking lollipop. I wouldn't
Stop
do it.
Stop playing with your food.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Eat it.
Just eat it. And hurry up. Not so long ago, I heard that there is an event coming up, and I thought of you instantly. Now, you may have heard of yoga in the past,
well,
yeah?
Yes, we've done that before.
It's a little something that a lot of people do. And a lot of people cross the line then and involve animals. There's goat yoga.
I saw that, and the goat, like, jumps on your back and stuff while you're in downward dog.
There's horse yoga, hoga.
Did not know that.
Yes, and one that's probably more common than the both of those combined is doga.
Dog yoga!
Dog yoga.
Yes!
I found out there's a dog yoga event coming up very, very soon, and I thought, gee, Gab would want to do this,
you know,
especially with your puppy dog, Bear.
Yeah, Bear would love it.
So I have Emily from Off the Chain with us right now to tell us a little bit more about it. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Okay, so the event is coming up this weekend, yeah?
Yes.
So explain to us a little bit about doga and how it actually works.
We've got some puppies. We've got lots. Because Off the Chain does this last litter program where they'll take a litter of puppies and they'll de-sex the mum, we often have lots of bull litters with the rescue. So we're going to do doga with some of the last litter puppies that we've got. So you'll get a puppy each, and there'll be 10 people in a class, and you get to have a 20-minute doga session.
Oh, my God.
So with the puppy.
You get to do all your stretching and all your yoga poses and all that kind of stuff, but you've got a nice little puppy to hug at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm not going to get any yoga done. We all know that. I'm just going to be there playing with the puppy. When it does come down to the event this weekend, though, is it BYOD as well? Like, are you allowed to bring your own dog?
You can bring your own dog, but because of their puppies and they haven't had vaccines, we have to make sure that all the dogs are completely vaccinated. So we're going to provide puppies.
Yeah.
For most people, but Bear is welcome.
Yes!
Yeah, there we go.
They're special. And he's fully vaccinated, so he'll be good. He'll be good to go.
Now, it's fun to get involved with Doga. You get a bit of yoga, you get to cuddle some puppies and all that kind of stuff. But it's all also for a good cause, being the amazing job that you guys do at Off the Chain. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
So we rescue, we're aiming for 400 to 500 dogs that we're going to rescue this year. And we're a Toowoomba-based rescue. We rescue dogs from all around Australia. A lot of death row dogs. The dogs that are going to be put down in regional pounds that we get transported, and we do lots of last litter programs. So we rescue all types of dogs, and then we get them all looking nice and healthy, we de-sex them, we fully vaccinate them, and then we send them off to wonderful homes.
So with this event this weekend for Doga, is there a fee to do the class, and then that's going to go back to Off the Chain?
Yep, so it's $15 per person or $2 for $25.
So you,
and it's BYO mat.
Bring your own mat.
Great.
Yes, okay, but dogs are supplied. Dogs, but you have to hand the puppy back at the end.
Unfortunately, well, you can adopt them.
Yeah. Oh, okay, there we go.
That's a great way to encourage adoptions, because once you attach yourself to a puppy, there is no going back. Are the puppies on leads, or do they just roam free?
Well, it's an enclosed space, so we will have leads, but they will be allowed off.
Yeah.
At some point.
It's going to be very interesting.
I think it's fantastic. It's a great idea. All right. So if anybody wants any more information, is there a Facebook page?
Yeah. So if you go to the Off the Chain Facebook page, there's all the information there, and there's a link to buy tickets on that.
All right. Gab, you in for this? This Sunday it is.
I was in before this conversation even started.
All right. Well, Gabby's in. If you're interested, get in touch with Off the Chain. Emily, thank you very much for taking our call this morning.
That's okay. Thank you for calling.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.